This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, November 7th. Will tight global supplies push the wheat market up in Wednesday trading? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was higher. Tighter world supplies kind of squeezed the market up a little bit, about 5 or 6 cents at one point. Traders are getting position ahead of the report on Friday, and I think that the volumes are very low right now. And what that does is makes the market really vulnerable to a little bit spiky kind of volatility. So we saw the market open and kind of spiked up 5 or 6 cents, which was a little bit of a surprise, especially that we thought that we might be testing that $5 level, but not today at all. We did get up to 520 on the D's contract, so it looks like the market is staying relatively strong and kind of hanging out at this level, even though so many of the numbers have been relatively bearish.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 1.5 at 517. December corn was down 3 at 378 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 595 to 6 even. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for November were down 2 and 3 quarters, ranging from 587 and 3 quarters to 597 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for November were up 13 and a quarter, ranging from 663 and a quarter to 693 and a quarter. Club wheat with ordinary protein for November was up 5, ranging from 6 even to 770. Live cattle for December was down 45 cents at 119.17 and a half. November feeder cattle was down $1.05 at 146.97 and a half. And November class 3 milk was up 4 cents at 20.34.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.